Free FM.
Here you can be free.
Penn Jillette.
Yeah, this is Penn Jillette, and there's a wicked echo in here. Wicked echo.
So it's a much bigger room now.
Much bigger room.
Last week we knocked it down and had it rebuilt.
Now it's a huge room. Now we're doing this show. Is the echo going out over the air, or is it just us? Okay, it's just us. So I just have this 1 second delay in my head of everything I say, which incidentally, if you went to the draft board to try to get out and be 4F and you claimed you were deaf, they would put headphones on you and make you make noise, and then they would give you a 1 second delay, and you would go mad trying to do this stuff. That's one of the ways they tested it. So I will. And is the music still playing? Do you want to take the music out?
My wife sang the national anthem at an event, and when you sing the national anthem, you get this same bounce back trying to sing it.
Yeah.
Made her crazy.
We did a thing. Free to Be You and Me with Russia and Marlo Thomas and Robin Williams. And we were sending across a satellite, and there was a huge delay, and it was like this. Is it going to stay like this? Because I'm not sure.
Apparently it is.
Take off the headphones. That's what he said. Take off your headphones. And that then everything works. Is absolutely okay.
Wow.
Genius. This is... I don't think there are any immigrants involved in not doing echoes.
Maybe
the echoes are repressed.
All the
illegal immigrants in Vegas were here keeping our headphones from echoing, and now we don't have that. So everything's echoing. This is Penn Jillette on Free FM 866-313 Free 3733. I guess we got to talk about the immigration thing because a lot of people have weighed in on this whole day without immigrants thing. But the whack jobs, the wing nuts, the wackos have not weighed in. And I think it's time for us to do that since we're right in the middle of it right now. We're at 866-313-FREE, as I said, 3733. PennRadio@gmail.com if you want to type it in rather than talking to us. Because if you call us in right now, we won't be able to hear you because we don't have our headphones on. So right now, what you have is Penn Jillette and Michael Goudeau just talking in a room. But please, call up, get in the queue, line up, because soon they'll have it together in New York. There'll be no echo, and we'll be able to hear you call in. PennRadio.com is where you want to go. I think that the major effect of this whole Immigrant Day boycott that I've been able to tell. Now, this is talking from my personal point of view. I never claim. Now, you know, many, many people on the radio, many, many people in politics claim to speak for a big group of people. They claim to speak for a lot of people. I have never, for all my faults, and you know I've got them, I have never claimed to talk for anybody but myself. I'm only speaking for myself. The major effect of this whole immigrants boycott is to put the minor, the diminished fifth interval into my head. Because all I've got in my head all day is the immigrant song by Led Zeppelin. Come from the land of the ice and snow. So, which is exactly the same interval as Bally High. So I've been walking around all day singing Bally High from South Pacific. Is that from South Pacific?
Yeah.
Okay. We both know. We both know musical comedy.
I knew that one. I don't usually know your music questions, but I knew that one.
So there is a big boycott going on. L.A. has like a million people walking down
the
street.
People are in the streets.
People are in the streets. Oakland is big. New York has big ones down in Florida. It's a really risky thing to do. It's a really – I don't know how much they thought out this whole position for May Day of having immigrants – having immigrants walk out. We can put our headphones on now.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you have something to say about that whole Immigrants Day now, you can now call in because there are no echoes here. It's a shame that they couldn't hear them because we could have had a whole Led Zeppelin themed show as we had that big echo going on. If you want to call in, 866-313-FREE, we'll talk about the immigrant song by Led Zeppelin or... if you have a view outside of your own head, what's happening in the country with the immigration. But I'm going to give my point of view because sometimes after all the sensible people weigh in, a lot of people are sitting at home going, geez, I wonder what a nut thinks about this.
If only there were one more crazy option.
Open up the borders entirely. Let anyone in. In order to do that, in order to let anyone in, you have to stop running a socialist country. The United States of America has gotten much too socialist. There's nothing in the Constitution that says public schools, no welfare, none of that stuff. If you take all of that stuff away and open up the borders, you have the country the way it should be. Give me your poor, your tired, your huddled masses. Let them all in. Let them all do whatever they want, but just stop social services. And I don't mean for the immigrants. I mean for everyone. Let charity take care of that. Yes, this is the nut point of view. What we have done is we have turned America from a country with the smallest possible government, doing as little as it possibly could, just defense, courts, and police. We have turned it from that into this country club where you have to have membership, okay? Because the country club has so many perks. We have so many things that we give to people in this country in the redistribution of wealth. We have so many things we give to those people that it's now a country club. So, of course, at a really nice country club, maybe people jump over the fences. But make that country club so that people have what they have on their own and not just a big government country club, and then the people will come in that want to. But, of course, the other point of view that the nut has is that immigrants coming to this country are nothing but good. For the most part, sick people don't immigrate into a country. It's usually the hardworking people that can get their asses out of whatever hellhole they're in and get across here. And once they get here, they do more good for the country than they do harm. They actually use fewer social services than people who are really citizens. So I am in favor. Mr. Bush, tear down the wall. I mean, actually, Mr. Bush, don't build the wall, is what I want to say. I think you can just open up the borders, let anybody come in that wants to anytime, even with the social services in place.
Well, you know where my crazy idea is. My crazy idea is that if all of the immigrants take the day off, those Native Americans are screwed. Well, all of us. Everybody here came from somewhere else.
Including the Native Americans.
Including the Native. If you're not...
In Ethiopia.
Exactly. In Ethiopia, they're in trouble.
Yeah, but, in Ethiopia. But other than Ethiopia, there is no place where everybody is not an immigrant. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it. And I also, the Spanish National Anthem thing, I don't understand why people are so up in arms about that. I mean, it seems like it is music. It's a way to communicate, do anything you want. I mean, Jimi Hendrix played the National Anthem at Woodstock. He distorted it. He changed it. And in that moment, the idea of art was so complex and beautiful. To some people, it was a real screw in the face of the U.S. To other people, you know, the bombs bursting in the air, the kick and the reverb, all the feedback and stuff really showed a lot of, or made people feel a lot about the complications of Vietnam and so on. And now putting it into Spanish seems not to be some sort of big political thing, but rather an artistic thing, just like Hendrix. And I don't care if they change the lyrics. You can change the lyrics to anything you want, do anything you want. These are not holy relics. These are pieces of art. And the national anthem is a wonderful thing for what it means to people as a piece of art. And I think, once again, if you don't have the government saying that you have to do English or Spanish or have to do anything, just let people do in the free market whatever they want. Let people alone. Let freedom ring. That's my point. That's the nut point of view. And if you want to call in, 866-313-3733. You know, the big protest in Vegas.
Yeah.
The big protest in Vegas happens at 6 o'clock. Yeah. They're waiting till after work to go in, which shows you a kind of work ethic that that, you know, you really want for workers. The Culinary Union of Vegas down on Fremont Street is doing their big day without immigrants after work. This is day without immigrants going home after work. So that's what's going on in Vegas. New York is a really, really big deal. They're doing a lot of stuff there and in L.A. and all over. But that's my point of view. You know, I don't have the Kinky Friedman point of view of, you know, the Mexicali generals.
He wanted the seven generals is what he said. Yeah.
Seven, was it seven?
Seven Mexican generals, yes.
And Kinky Friedman's idea for dealing with immigration. Kinky Friedman, incidentally, is the next governor of Texas. He got the signatures easy, you know.
Did he?
Yeah. He breezed through the signatures.
I'm sure that's with our help from the radio show.
And he's on the ballot now. He's on the ballot.
That's
Kinky
great.
Friedman of Kinky Friedman, the Texas Jew Boys, which is the name of his band, is on the ballot to be governor of Texas. And his view on immigration is very different from ours. Very different. He does not have this open up the borders thing. His idea is you take you get seven Mexicali generals.
Yes.
And you divide up the border of Texas among those seven. Mexicans.
Yeah, each a few miles.
Each a few miles. Yeah, several, many miles.
Yeah.
And then you you give each of them $1 million, which is put into escrow. And then for every illegal immigrant that crosses in their area, you take, I forgot the amount of money, $10,000, something like that, out of the account. So what you're doing is you're giving money to Mexican generals in order to stop people from coming across the border. So that's the plan that Kinky has, if you want another nut point of view. Because I've been looking at the news today, reading about this immigration thing, and there are a lot of sensible points of view. I mean, you could say that the Bush point of view, or the one that's going through the House on the 700 miles of fences and all that, that's one sensible point of view. There's another sensible point of view, which is these people are working hard. Let them find a way. Once again, it's funny. It's kind of an obstacle course type thing. It's kind of a they're kind of doing natural
Survivor.
Selection. Yeah, the liberal point of view about immigration in this country is essentially the obstacle course thing. We're going to make it really hard for you to get here, and if you can prove that you can live in a in the floor of a van with no food or water for 20 hours, we want you as a citizen. So they make it difficult to get in, but once you get in, you've then earned your place in the country, and you're able to be a citizen. It's just this whole kind of, they could just as easily like put up at the border like one of those Marine Corps training things. You know, no guards, no nothing, but you just have to run over this, go through the barbed wire. I guess it's exactly what it is.
A certain amount of time.
Yeah.
You put a time limit.
Yeah. And you can't get caught. You have this many people. It's like football, you know. You have to get across these 10 yards in this amount of time. You can get thrown out this many
Red
times.
Red Rover. We'll all hold hands at the border. Red Rover, send Miguel over.
Then you try to run. If you break through, you're strong enough.
You got it.
But, you know, a lot of times you can really judge people. Your immigrants in any country are going to be the stronger and the harder working, because it is really hard to go to another country. Really hard. I mean, me going to England is hell, you know? I can't understand them talk. This is England. I can't understand how they talk. You know, those Cockney accents make me nutty. I can't understand a word they say, you know? I went to India. I went to China. I went to Egypt. Went all over Europe. I hated every minute of it, you know? And I tried for like, you know, 20, 30 minutes to learn another language. And I just had no idea what people were saying. I was just depressed. I was bummed. If I had been in those countries trying to get a job, I would not do it. So one of the things you've got is you're definitely not going to have an immigrant like me. I don't have the skills. I don't have the ambition. I don't have the physical fitness to get to another country and work. So the idea that these people are the ones who are going to suck all our resources seems to be insane. I mean, these seem to be the best people possible. The people that I know that immigrated to this country are the hardest working, healthiest people ever. You know, I think maybe what we want to do is just say that for every immigrant that comes over here, they have to find a native-born American who's weaker and more useless than them and deport them. Maybe that's what we do. We have a constant
an exchange program, like
exchange
a prisoner
program.
Exchange
sure.
program.
Sure. Prisoner exchange program. And they have to find them. So you have to sneak into the country and find a person.
Someone you can hold down and drag out of the country and throw them out.
So you have to get
we'll
in yourself and then drag them out. Yeah. Drag them out.
Just set a number.
Yeah.
There are going to be 3.5 million Americans, and that's it.
Yeah.
And you have to
drag
out.
You have to just throw someone else out. Of course, the argument would normally be
King of the Hill.
So if you want to call in, 866-313-FREE, 3733. I think maybe our problem is that the sensible position is so well covered by every other show, and the nut position has now been covered. Everything's been covered, you know. But my point of, what's that?
Mexico may have solved this themselves.
But, yeah, Mexico is doing the legalization of drugs, where they're hoping to keep people there by letting them keep their marijuana. It's marijuana, heroin. You know, the other last week on the show, I carried on about what a nut I was and how there's no way ever they would make drugs legal. Of course, I was talking about the U.S., but they've now done it in Mexico. They've now made drugs legal. You can now keep drugs in your possession, and they've got
personal amounts.
Personal amounts, and I don't know. I don't even know what amounts of drugs mean. It's like 5 grams of marijuana, 5 grams of opium, 25 milligrams of heroin, 500 milligrams of cocaine. I mean, do you even know what those amounts are?
I don't.
It's like 5 pounds. 5 pounds of peyote. Isn't it like 5 pounds of peyote?
It was two and a half pounds of peyote, which is, I guess, a kilo.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that peyote must be much less powerful.
Or heavier.
Heavier. It's the uranium-238 of drugs. And so Mexico makes drugs legal, and maybe that's what's going to happen. All the drug users in this country are going to run across the border. We'll just be switching for non-drug users for drug users. There'll be a constant overturn of people in the country. And maybe that's what you want. Maybe you want the stronger, less drug-using people to be in the U.S. and then just move them to Mexico. But they do that thing where they decriminalize stuff. So you can have it yourself, then they still go after the drug dealers.
Yeah, which I don't know where you got it.
It seems to be the weirdest perversion of the free market system that you could possibly have to make supply and demand. It's bound to make your dealers much, much richer by putting that on there. And there's a great quote. I don't even know if I can find it that quickly, but there's a great quote from the American embassy, former Pentagon anti-drug official. There's all these great stuff they're saying, like, we think drugs are bad and making them legal cannot possibly be a good thing. I don't think that because something is bad, you make it illegal. I mean, that takes away personal choice. It takes away the idea of people having freedom. I think that the freedom, and I've said this many times before, the freedom to do stupid, bad things is defined as freedom. You do not need any freedom whatsoever to do the smart, right thing. You need freedom to do bad, stupid stuff. And that's the way humanity learns, is by letting some of the people do bad, stupid stuff, some people do smart stuff, and do whatever they want in between. And I think that when you have, it's the god of the margins. When you're a nut, you have to keep moving, you know? So I said, you know, that no way any country near here would make drugs legal. Now, Mexico, I mean, Fox hasn't signed the bill yet, but he says he will. Now that they're making the small amount of drugs legal, I have to go the next step and have to say the dealing drugs should be legal. I have to go the next step. So that's what's going on with the immigration, I guess the parades and rallies. Not much going on in Vegas. Not much in has it affected your life at all, except for that diminished fifth in your head from the immigrant song?
that's the biggest problem so far.
That's all it's done. That's horrible, isn't it? It's horrible that we're so isolated in our world. And they're planning on, like, are all the hotels functioning? Are there any unmade beds or anything?
Hey, I would assume so.
It seems like it's all going okay. It's all going fine. This is Penn Jillette. Penn Jillette and Michael Goudeau on Free FM 866-313-FREE-3733. PennRadio.com. And we will be back after this. Ballyho. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette. We gave you the nut point of view, and now it's your chance to slap us around and tell us why the nut point of view is wrong. 866-313-FREE-3733. PennRadio.com. That's PennRadio.com. You know, I just spell my name like that just to show off that I can spell my name. But we've got a ton of calls. We're maggoty with calls. We're just crawling with calls. The wires are live with calls. I don't care which one you pick.
Let's talk to Amanda on line 6.
Hey, Amanda, what's up? This is Penn.
Hi, Penn. This is Amanda. What's up?
Well, we're just doing a show. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I just wanted to comment on you talking about our hardworking immigrants.
Uh-huh.
I work at a country club on a golf course, and my cook, he's been here for 5 years, still waiting on his papers, and this is the most hardworking guy I know. He works 12- and 13-hour days, 7 days a week, and he doesn't complain about it. He's just happy to be here.
And how did he get into the country illegally? Is that right?
Yeah, well, I mean, he came here 5 years ago, and I guess you'd consider, he doesn't have his papers or anything like that, and he's working without papers off the books at this golf course that I work at. But, you know, it's just, he works so hard, and he doesn't complain about it. That's the thing. And these people, they're doing the jobs that we don't want to do anyway.
Well, so please, Please don't say the name of the golf golf course.
Oh, I definitely won't mention
it. We won't even ask you the city. What do you do there?
I'm a waitress. I work at a country club.
And the cook works, like you said, 12-hour days, works all the time?
12 and 13-hour days every single day. 7 days a week this man's at work, and he doesn't complain about it. He's happy to be there.
Now, I want to play.
All he wants to do is become a citizen and be able to live here and support his family.
Now, I always like to play devil's advocate. You said it's a job that no one else wants. Wouldn't somebody else want to be a cook at a country club? Was there an American that would want that job?
Well, I guess I shouldn't be saying this, but for the pay that he gets and for how much work he does, nobody would want to do what he does.
Uh-huh.
From 4:30 in the morning until sometimes 7 o'clock at night, you know what I mean? It's working his ass off and trying to support his family, and he's just happy to do it. Everybody else I know would complain about a job like that. And it's just, and you know what? They're genuine people, too. He's the nicest guy I know. They still have morals. He still gives a damn about his family and about what he's doing with himself. And it's just, I can't see how we call these people aliens. I mean, I'm sure there's exceptions, but this guy is just amazing.
And how's his English?
What's that?
How is his English? I mean, better than mine. You couldn't understand
it. Very well. His English is very well, actually. And I was actually just speaking with him about how he supposedly, after 5 years of being here, is when you get the opportunity to get your papers. And mm-hmm. they have a test now that you have to go through. You have to take some math, and you have to take a proficiency test on your English. If you have good enough English, that's when you get your papers.
Uh-huh. So you think you'll have no trouble with that test, huh?
Oh, not at all, not at all.
So what's your view on immigration? Do you just want to open up the borders, let anybody in you want?
You know, it's like I'm driving to work every morning. I see the guys on the corner of the 7-Eleven, about 100 guys standing on the corner, and, like, I don't know them. But once it hits home, I used to be against it because, you know, you hear what you hear from the government and from your parents and all this stuff about how horrible these people are, and then you meet one. And mm-hmm. you get to know them, and it's like, now I don't know. You know,
man, isn't that always the same story? Isn't that always the same story about people? As long as you don't meet them, boy, you can hate them. You know,
exactly,
that's the thing.
You know, until it's home, and you meet these people, and you start to care about them, and you realize, well, you know, he's a person too. He's not this alien that we call them, you know?
Well, thanks so much for calling. Thanks a lot. The number is 866-313-3733. You know, that's just a universal truth. You know, I remember Stern used to say all the time, when I used to do the Stern show all the time, Stern used to say that the biggest trick in doing radio was not meeting any of the people you trashed. Now, I know she was talking about how it's the immigrants that you're supposed to dislike, but it goes up to every level, you know? If you trash somebody a lot, like when we do Bulls, Hit, I have to make sure that I don't meet anybody that we do the interviews with, or I can't say that stuff about them. You know, anybody you meet, you end up liking, and that's a problem. So this cook sounds great. Let's take another call.
You know what the thing about the cook, though? This is an interesting point. If he does become legal, it will be illegal for him to work those hours. And they'll have to raise his pay, and he'll lose his job.
And they'll hire someone else?
They'll hire some other illegal alien. And it's not going to go well. That's my prediction.
Well, you know, that's why freedom might be the answer. Let's take another call. 866.
Let's go on to line 7. This
line
is
7.
Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Hi, Penn.
How are you, Julie?
Okay.
Good.
Hey, listen.
What's up?
I'm no expert on this, but I noticed that you made a couple comments about that they're the hardest working people and that mm-hmm. they're healthy and they're fit, and I've observed that to not always be the case.
Oh, no, so, certainly not always the case. No, not at all.
I mean, more often than not. I'm wondering if you did any research and where you got your data from, because I can't, without being specific, I work in the medical field, and uh-huh. I used to live in Southern California. And I would see entire families who were all on welfare, and they had HIV, and they were collecting government money, not working, and just constantly. I work at a government clinic right now, okay? Mm-hmm. And we see a lot of this there, too. So,
You are talking in terms of work at the clinic, you are talking about a self-selected sample. If you work at a clinic, then everybody in the world may seem sick.
Well,
as far as families who are HIV positive and are on the dole and all of that stuff, mm-hmm. they certainly exist. My point was not so much a statistical argument, although I believe that is there. My point was a logical argument that it's very, very hard to get from one country to another, so there's a certain amount of strength required to immigrate. Now, if you're talking about other generations, that's something I didn't address. And it seems like you're not going to have an entire family that's HIV positive be able to pick up and move to another country illegally. So
well, I don't
maybe
know how they got here, but I know they were illegal. And and the other thing too is like, what about in Southern California? You know how many times I was hit by an unlicensed, uninsured driver?
And no, I don't. How many?
You know, just I mean, I don't.
How many times are you hit? How many times are you hit?
Twice.
Twice. Okay.
By unlicensed, uninsured drivers that I don't even think were citizens. They didn't even speak the language.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I worked with this guy who was Cuban, and he told me that they would just find one legal resident relative, and then they would move everybody over, and they'd all live there, and that one person would be collecting, like, government money, and they'd all be living in that house together, and there'd just be one legal resident, and all the illegals would come and live there. And I'm not trying to stereotype that they're all that way, but I'm just
of course
saying somebody.
But how would they get the rest of the family over with one legal, just being legal in this country?
He was Cuban, and he told me that's what they do.
Okay,
and any Cuban who makes it to the U.S. soil is a political refugee.
As long as their foot touches the
right.
ground,
and they're legal, so they're not. Those are not illegal immigrants. Those would be political asylum seekers.
I wonder if that's a good idea. I mean, I kind of think like we do need to start sealing the borders. We don't take enough care of our own citizens. We're always making everybody else a priority, and we have so many people here that need help, that are doing without, that are struggling. And, I mean, I think that America just needs to focus more on their own citizens.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off. I didn't mean to be rude there. Did we hang up on her like that?
No, you didn't.
Okay. She's still there. There she is.
Okay, no, finish your sentence. I had no intention of cutting you off. I just thought you'd come to a cadence.
No, I just said, I'm not an expert, and I know there's exceptions, and I don't know what the actual data is, but, I mean, somebody should do the research and find out just exactly how it is all cracking down, and use that information to decide whether or not to seal our borders. It just seems out of control.
So it's totally a pragmatic issue to you and not at all a moral issue.
Right.
It's pragmatic.
You gotta start being practical.
Okay, thanks so much.
Right.
We're going to take another call right away, 866-313-FREE,
3733. Okay, we're going straight to line 10. Let's talk to Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Yeah, I totally agree with the previous caller. You know, I'm in trades, and you know Mexicans, they don't work as hard or any harder than anybody else out there. They're taking our jobs. It's to the point now where our country supports everybody else but its own people. It's ridiculous.
Uh huh. So I mean, this is a small number. You're talking about 12 million people, which in a country of 300 million is not a large number. But you feel that the jobs that they have, someone else would take at the same wages, or would it be higher wages?
You know what? It would be higher wages. They're just, you know, putting our economy into a, you know, like a whirlwind of cheap labor. They come in, and it's ridiculous.
And where are you working?
I work in Chicago.
In Chicago.
Yes.
And what nationality are most of the workers? Mexican, you said?
You know what? It's not only the Mexicans. You have so many Polish people that are here illegally. I mean, it's unreal how many illegals are just in Chicago alone.
And you believe that as a rule, they work less hard than those who are born on American soil. Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know what? The American worker is getting a bad rap. You know, they're saying that they're not as hardworking as everybody else. But you know what? There's plenty of hardworking guys out there.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that.
That are losing their jobs to cheap labor and affirmative action. And it's just, it's crazy what's going on in this country. And it's, you know what? Another thing, Penn, I believe I've heard it on your show. You know, they talk about erecting this wall. But then there's always some comedian who will say, well, who do you think's going to build it? Well, you know.
That's the joke.
Well, you know, there's plenty of people who would build it that are American. You know, we don't need other people coming in and taking our jobs. It's ridiculous.
But don't you think that we are a country of immigrants. I mean, you're not a Native American, in the original sense. So at some point, your family did immigrate over here. Is that correct?
At some point, they did. But
yeah.
But the thing is, we have so many people out of work and who need money. If you go into any welfare office, Nobody speaks English in there. It's ridiculous. How do these people come here and right away they know how to get welfare, they know how to get to rape our system? It's just nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you might not think that this is true, but I've kind of done some research on it, and
sure.
I find it appalling. I think it's crazy.
Many people do, and I my only question for you would be, hasn't it always been that way? Hasn't there always been this kind of fear of immigrants, and haven't they always come in and eventually assimilated? Isn't this a constant thing that just goes on forever and happened to your ancestors and my ancestors at some point when they were fighting to get to more freedom? That would be my only argument against that at all, but thanks a lot. I have to go to a break now, and we'll be back. 866-313-FREE-3733. Yeah, this is Penn Jillette. We're back on Free FM, 866-313-FREE-3733, PennRadio.com, PennRadio@gmail.com. We're here with a nut point of view about immigration, which is stop all social services for everybody and let anybody come in. And someone has written, we got a ton of Gmails. You always get a lot of phone calls. We're going right to the phone calls. First, I want to read a couple of these Gmails. This is from Taki, maybe? I don't know how the name is pronounced. Originally, I was thinking about some sort of joint partnership to work with Mexico to keep international criminals and other undesirables out and let people who are willing to work in. However, the idea of hiring back all the former American gladiators to staff a gauntlet of obstacles between the U.S. and Mexico might not be the best political solution, but it sure would be entertaining. That's the kind of point of view we like to see on this show. And a person writes in and says, the golf club woman, it's just great that she's called the golf club woman, the golf club woman that just called violated the first rule of an argument. She personalized the discussion. It doesn't matter how nice the guy is, he's still illegal. Please represent that viewpoint too. Well, I think we did. I mean, the problem with any of these discussions is it does get immediately personal. It gets immediately anecdotal. There are three ways to look at this, I think, that I'm choosing to break down right now. It's only three ways because I'm choosing to do that. One way is the personal, the anecdotal. I see people outside the 7-Eleven. I know this family that's HIV positive, that's on welfare. I know this cookie's hardworking. That defines my point of view. The second point of view is practical. We look at all the numbers and see, are the illegals doing good or bad for the country in terms of economy and any other way you want to measure it? And the third way is the moral point of view, which is what's the right thing to do. Because we're in this country, does that mean we can then close the doors? Or as you put it during the break, at Disneyland, I'm on the ride. Everybody behind me in line needs to go away. So those are the three kind of viewpoints we're looking at. We'll take any calls. I'll take another call. 866-313-FREE.
Talk to Jenna on line 7.
Hi.
Hey, Jenna. Penn Jillette here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Never better, boss.
Okay. Basically, I'm just calling because this whole immigration issue has almost become specifically about Mexico, and there are so many other countries it affects. My fiancé is from Serbia. And the illegal immigration coming from Mexico has made the process so much more difficult for him and people like him from those Eastern European countries and from Asian countries. And, you know, it's especially offensive when you hear the national anthem being sung in Spanish, which almost drives the point in harder that it's like only about Mexico now.
Mm-hmm. But I believe in terms of numbers, it really is mostly about Mexico. I mean, I believe if you look at the number, the thing I was just looking at said I believe a third or maybe more of the 8 to 12 million that are here illegally are from Mexico. Is your fiance here illegally?
Yeah, you know, I hesitate to put it that way, but when you do it cut and dry, it really is illegally. I mean, the process is there's so much red tape to it, and it's, you know.
So we came over here on a visitor's visa and then stayed. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, are you marrying? Would you be marrying him if he weren't illegal? I mean, is part of the motive for marriage keeping him in the country legally, giving him a citizenship?
If he's a part of the what? I'm sorry.
I mean, is it part of your motive for getting married that you want him to be a citizen? Not at all.
No, actually, it was a big unveiling thing. I didn't know for a little while that was his status. and then I found it out, and it was kind of hard to deal with at first, but then it's, you know, I've come to accept it, and it's not about that, and we're trying to really make it not be about that.
Now, did he ask you to marry him, or did you ask him to marry him?
Kind of both.
Kind of both?
Yeah, I proposed.
And at that time that it happened, when you both did that, were you aware of his status?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't want to sow seeds in your relationship. I'm trying to, like, break you up by going, well, you didn't know he was illegal, so maybe he, hey, are you cute? Why don't you come to Vegas? No, I mean, I don't mean to be doing that, but I'm just saying that one of the things that we worry about a lot in terms of this kind of you can get legal by being married is that a lot of the marriages are sham marriages, and you'll be going through a lot of scrutiny on that when you do get married.
Totally. Yeah. I totally I've received criticism for it. And, you know, I think there definitely has to be, like, a screening process for the immigrants that come through. I'm not exactly sure how to solve it. This is just a huge problem, and it's really intricate. But, I mean, as far as my personal situation goes, it's making it difficult for two people who are in a genuine relationship.
Now, would you have met him if he had done everything legally? I mean, did you meet him while he was legally on his guest visa, or did you meet him while he was here illegally?
I met him while he was legally on the visa.
He was legally on the visa. So, really, you could have skipped the whole illegal part, and you could have had him be over here in his visit, meet you, fall in love, go back there, and then you could have continued long distance for a while. He could have come back over here. You could have married him, a happy ending. Is that right?
Yeah, I suppose we
But could. You had a lot of fun while he was illegal. Is that right?
Right.
Yeah. What state are you in? Where are you in?
I'm sorry, what?
What state do you live in? Where are you from?
Well, I said Florida when the guy called, but it's not really Florida. I just want to keep it as anonymous as possible.
Oh, sure. Not really Florida. So we don't have any idea. I'm just wondering.
Other states.
That's good. You can keep it anonymous because we don't want someone who's attacking Serbs who are sincerely in love. And does your fiance? What's that?
Or somebody who knows me, perhaps.
Oh, of course. Although, so narrowing it down, there's probably a lot of attractive young women who have a fiancé who's Serbian who are listening to this show. So you're probably very, very safe. Because, you know, we are huge with our demographic. When they did the studies at CBS, the demographic for the Penn Jillette show was we mostly get fiancés of Serbian illegals. So you're very, very cool and anonymous. Well, thanks so much for that point of view. Thanks so much for calling
in. Thank you.
Thanks. Let's take another call. 866-313-FREE.
Let's talk to Anthony on line 6.
Hey, Anthony, what's up, man?
Hey, Penn.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing? I just want
Very
to say
well, thank you.
I love your show. You're a brilliant
Thanks,
guy.
Thanks, man.
I don't think there's really any right or wrong answer on this. I mean, there's only one question you can ask yourself, and you got to put yourself into these people's situation. You have to figure yourself as being someone from Mexico. I mean, or, you know, regardless, like, where from, but someone.
Let's say Serbia, world, just to make her happy.
Yeah. In a third world country, coming over here, you know, your family's, like, starving or whatnot, you know. You just got to put yourself in, like, that person's situation, and what would you do? You know, you could ask anybody to do it. It'll come down to you want a better life, you know? And that's what America was that's what we were founded on, someone coming over here for a better life. And it wasn't the right way, you know, you can't really, like, say it was the right or wrong way that we got over here, but, I mean, the way I look at it, it's just you have to put yourself in their situation.
I'm very inclined to agree with you. I mean, I know that we want to protect our own. We want to make our country as good as we can. But part of being a great country is being a beacon for other people who are having a tough time other places. And I know that sounds like the bleeding heart liberal point of view, and it isn't, because I don't want people to be able to come over here and get on social services and redistribution of wealth. But, man, I want people to be able to come over here and get jobs and work and take care of their families. I mean, I want everybody to be able to come over and have the life that we have. It always comes down to that my heart screams louder that this is a great place and we should let others enjoy it rather than this is a great place, we should seal it off and put guns at the border. But, I mean, these other arguments are very compelling. But thanks a lot for calling.
No problem, Ben. Thanks
a lot, man. You know, I want to just say before we go that tonight on Bulls hit on Showtime. I guess it's a really controversial one because we're on the cover of the Daily News. And the first line of the review is, you know, essentially, who the hell asked Penn for his opinion? which is the question on the tip of the tongue of everybody that listens to this show. Who the hell asked Penn Jillette for his opinion? And sadly, it was there are people who are culpable. It was CBS and it was Showtime. They asked me for my opinion. It was the Rio, and I did give it to them. So I guess the implied thing is when they asked for my opinion, I should have said, no, I won't give it to you. But my job as I saw it was to state my opinion. We do the show on Ground Zero, and I thought it was one of the more lightweight shows we did because although it's about a subject that could not be more emotional, our point of view on the Bulls hit show tonight is that the people, the relatives who lost people in 9/11 should have a lot to say over how the memorial is done and that it being tied up in bureaucratic red tape by Pataki and the others is a bad thing. And that it really should be a memorial that really speaks to the hearts of the people who lost loved ones. And I thought that was a pretty safe point of view.
You know, 4 years later, it's a hole in the ground. And we said, hey, you know, 4 years later, this is still a hole in the ground.
Yeah.
And people are upset that we said that.
And, you know, they did say in a couple of the articles on the show that we taped this before the whole thing
this
was all
big
set.
Announcement, yes.
All the big announcement. But, of course, the big announcement led to precisely nothing being done. There has still been nothing done on Ground
Zero.
I think they had another
groundbreaking ceremony, but that's...
Well, they've had that
before. Not the first.
They've had that before. Yeah. And the guy attacks us by saying we mostly attack Pataki because we had footage of him, which is true.
Got us there.
We tend to talk about things we have footage about. But we are the Daily News big deal today in New York because of our television show. And I'm actually, you know, every time someone says something bad about our show in any way, shape, or form, it really does hurt my feelings. I know that everybody on the radio and in the public eye is supposed to say, I don't care. I don't care at all. I don't care at all. I just say what I want to say. It's all those people are lying, you know, no matter how much you go with what you say, no matter how much you speak your heart, no matter how much you feel strongly what you're talking about, every time someone says something that's kind of a personal attack, it always hurts you. Always, without a doubt. Doesn't mean you stop doing it. I mean, the definition of bravery is not an absence of fear, but it is an action in the face of fear. So the Daily News overall, I mean, they did their entertainment thing. I guess it was very positive. I didn't read it, of course, but you said it was positive. And this article is nice, except they ask a question at the beginning, you know, who was waiting for Penn to give his opinion? And I'll tell you, Showtime was really waiting. We were behind on schedule. We were way behind on schedule.
As always.
We didn't have the writing done, and Showtime was calling up every day and saying, give us your goddamn opinion on Ground Zero. We have paid you, you slovenly native-born American. I was native-born. I was slovenly. They were on my ass begging me to get this show done. So that's who asked me. Please blame. I can even give you a name. Bob Greenblatt asked me for my opinion on this, and I gave it to him. Thank you all so much for calling in. Tomorrow we'll be probably talking a little bit about the Ground Zero thing because the show will be tonight on Showtime or whatever else happens to be in the news. And maybe we'll have a little tiny bit of Monkey Tuesday.
Oh my gosh.
You can't tell because it is Tuesday, but we'll do whatever the hell we want. In the meantime, they come from the land of the ice and snow, and that's all that should be in your head. Because if you're talking about immigrants, you should be thinking about Zeppelin. It's a Zeppelin thing. And if you think I can sing the beginning of the immigrant song with that diminished fifth while there is this song playing in the key of F, I don't think I have a chance of doing that. So this is once again the inadequate Penn Jillette telling you, I have ideas in my head if I could just get them out there. Goodbye. Take care of each other. Bye.
Check out Penn Jillette weekdays from 2 to 3 on Free FM.